Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good breakfast today.
Good people.
What a crowd.
And guys, what's everybody doing? Is everybody going away up north after this or something, or what?
This is a record-setting crowd for the month of June.
I mean, we get a lot of people, but we got a lot of people today.
Good turnout today.
Must be all the people we got speaking.
Molina Healthcare, the Western School District, Patriot Restoration, Pitch Me, U.S. Staffing, on the docket. They're here.
Wow. And it's a beautiful day today.
Lovely day, yeah.
Lovely day. How'd the Tigers do last night?
They took the night off.
Oh, okay. They did good then.
Yeah.
Maybe that might have been a good thing.
That was good for them.
It is. All right, so we're going to start out today with Molina Healthcare. We've got Rebecca Kuchar, who's sitting right in front of me. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Molina Healthcare, I mean, it's kind of a new name, I think, to most people out there. And I think a lot of people are saying, who are you? What are you? Why are you? And where are you? So can you answer some of those questions?
I would love to. So Molina Healthcare is a wonderful organization that provides quality healthcare services in a managed care setting. So many people are familiar with terms like Medicaid, Medicare, Affordable Care Act, Healthy Michigan. So those are in our portfolio. We serve the state of Michigan. We have over 400,000 members across the state, and of course many here in Jackson as well. And we're also national. So we have 13 plans across the country, including one in Puerto Rico, which I would love to visit someday, but haven't gotten that invite yet, but still waiting. And we just actually added Mississippi, which we're thrilled about. So that is who we are. We have offices all across the state, but we are most regionally focused in Troy, Grand Rapids, Flint, and also Detroit.
But you're here in Jackson.
Absolutely. So we have regional coverage here in Jackson as well.
So, I mean, do you have a facility in Jackson?
We have many clinical partners that we partner with. And so we partner with over 40,000 physicians across the state, but many here in Jackson as well. So we work with many of the clinics that you're probably familiar with here in town. And then we have staff that are very close that travel here as well.
Now, you specialize in Medicare and Medicaid. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a person, otherwise you don't treat anybody else unless they're on Medicaid or Medicare.
Sure. So we help people that qualify for the federally funded health care programs.
Okay.
So anybody that qualifies, you certainly can contact the Department of Health and Human Services, or you can call Molina to see if you qualify for the benefits.
So we've got, I guess, lots of options here in Michigan for Medicare and Medicaid. So what makes you different?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, actually. First and foremost, Molina was started by a physician, which is very unusual. So over 35 years ago, there was an emergency room physician, and his name was C. David Molina, and he was in California. And he saw a tremendous amount of patients that were coming to the ER, which still happens today, for routine things like, you know, sore throats or sprains or the flu. And he said, we need a better option, and we need the ability to take care of these people in a managed care setting with primary care physicians. So he opened a clinic way back then, and then it really started from there. So clinics started all over the country. We became Molina Healthcare of Michigan in 1997. So we've been here for quite a long time in the state as well. But it really starts with our physician founding and our commitment to that piece, to provide quality health care to people that really need it the most. And so that's the first and foremost difference. Secondly, we go above the normal benefits, of course, that are considered within Medicaid and Medicare, and we really look at kind of the whole person. So we have a really fantastic program that I'm very proud of, which is called our Community Connectors Program. And that is where we actually go into our members' homes, and we make sure that they have everything that they need. So we are providing them resources into the community. We're making sure that all their care is taken care of, that their questions are answered, that they have all the equipment that they need, and it's really an ongoing relationship with our members to make sure that those issues, and to be really a connector point between their medical experience and their at-home experience. So that's something that's a huge differentiator for Molina that, again, I'm incredibly proud of. And then we have a tremendous amount of services that's really focused on preventative health, right? We all need preventative health support.
Amen.
Right? Absolutely. And we want to make sure that our members have that as well. And that is a whole myriad of things, from behavioral health services to diabetes management to weight management, smoking cessation, new moms, making sure all our new moms have the support that they need and the children have the support that they need. And so we're really looking at the individual member to see what needs that they have and how we can best serve them as well. And then the department that I am in charge of, which, again, I'm very proud of, and two of my great staff are here today, is our community engagement department. And that's where we really support nonprofits in the community. And so we're doing that a tremendous amount of work in Jackson and, again, across the state. We support over 300 nonprofits across the state of Michigan. And that's something we're incredibly proud of. And so we're really focusing on services that impact the people that we serve. So social services, food insecurity, homelessness, a whole variety of nonprofits we're proud to support and really lend financial support to, and also through our employees. Our employees, and this is, again, another huge differentiator, our employees, every single Molina employee is given 16 hours to volunteer in the community on Molina's time, which is an incredible commitment. And last year alone, our employees spent over 5,000 hours making sure that the community had the resources that they need. And that's something that we're incredibly proud of at Molina as well. So those are some of the things that make us different.
Right, that's a pretty cool thing, because so you're paying these people while they're going out and helping.
We're paying these people and making sure that they see the impact that they're making in the community, not only behind the desk, but also on the streets and in the homes.
Right.
Are you following Trump Care closely?
Absolutely. I think everybody is, which is really exciting. This is a tremendous time for our country, and that people are really invested in the healthcare conversation. And I anticipate and encourage everybody to become involved in the healthcare discussion. Healthcare is incredibly crucial to everybody in this country. And so no matter what happens, whatever party's in office, we've been here for over 30 years, and our commitment is to our members and to making sure that they get the quality care that they need and they deserve, and we're focused on that alone.
Okay, so if we wanted to seek you out, if I was a patient, how do we get a hold of you?
Sure, the easiest way is to go to MolinaHealthcare.com. Again, MolinaHealthcare.com, or you can call 855-542-1988, and a really friendly, knowledgeable Molina representative will answer any questions anybody has. We also have translation services too, so if anybody has other language needs besides English, we can certainly make sure that they have the care that they need, and we can answer their questions as well.
Well, great. It sounds like you really enjoy your job.
I love my job.
That's
great. We're honored to be able to take care of the people that we do.
Well, thank you for being here today, Rebecca, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rebecca Kucher, Molina Healthcare.
Mike Smita is here, Dr. Mike Smita from the Western School District, their superintendent. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fabulous. Yourself?
So a lot of new stuff going on out there.
We have been in the spring of hiring. We are hiring approximately 8 teachers right now. We hired a couple administrators, and we expanded our career prep coordinators position. So we've had a very, very busy spring.
Can you tell us about some of the hires?
I have a couple with me. What's happened is Sue Van Riper, our high school principal, retired this year, and she's on to being a grandma now, which is good for her. So we moved Jared Vickers from Western Career Prep High School over to the high school. And the gentleman to my left here is Greg Adams. Greg Adams will be taking over as the program director at Woodville. Woodville is our community center where we have our child care, our Great Start Readiness Program, and our alternative high school, Western Career Prep High School. So Greg is coming to us from the Jackson County Intermediate School District, where he was an EI teacher, and he works at the youth home, and we're excited to have him on board. And also Christy Cottingham, who started off as a part-time career prep coordinator at Western Career Prep High School, is now expanding her role to full-time, and she's going to be serving in Western 6th to 12th grades in our career prep area.
Very good.
You also got a new assistant principal, too, to come in there, don't you?
We do, and sadly, or fortunately for us, we poached a great administrator. Nick Rulowitz is coming to us from Columbia Central. We're really excited that he's going to bring some experience and a new vision with Dr. Vickers over to the Western High School.
Right. He's my nephew. He's a good guy.
We didn't do a good background check.
Right? You didn't check it, did you?
I'm a little nervous now.
What does he mean by that? That's slanderous, isn't it? I'll tell you right now.
Only if it's a lie.
Exactly.
So talk about the career prep program.
Well, I'm gonna hand the mic over to Christy. Christy has done an amazing job in 2 years reaching out to our community, making business connections. Because our goal, and I love the motto that our staff at Western Career Prep came up with, we're not preparing kids for graduation. We're preparing kids for the day after graduation. So I'm going to let Christy talk a little bit about career prep.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Morning.
Good morning.
So we are very excited to take our students and connect them to the community and jobs that are available in our community. So many of our students just don't know what's available to them. So through presenters and field trips and job shadowing opportunities, we also offer work study where they can work for 40 hours, either manufacturing, healthcare, skilled trades, and for those 40 hours they get half a credit, up to 2 credits. So that goes toward their high school diploma. So just creating that network system for them so that the day after graduation, they already have a foot in the door somewhere. That is our goal.
So you have a lot of business partners in the community?
We do. We have worked closely with so many. We have work-study opportunities we've had with Trip Auto Body, Lomatic. I know we've had volunteer work-study through Henry Ford Allegiance. And also our local school district, we've had some students that are interested in going into education that have been able to get into the classroom and do some teacher prep activities. So we're looking to continue to expand and teach our students what's out there.
So, Christy, how do I know if I'm a student, what I want to be when I grow up?
Exactly.
How are you helping them?
Well, I think most school districts are really focusing right now on career pathways. So we're going to start with some investigation activities for career pathways. And then we're going to bring in presenters like yourself, Rick. I know you were gracious enough to come in and speak last year to our students. And we're going to have those business partners communicate clearly with our students what the job looks like, the pros and the cons. And then we're going to get out into those businesses as well and take a first-hand peek at what it looks like in the day of that job. And through that experience, get the kids interested and get them connected. And then again, focusing on that networking.
Yeah, because, Greg, someday we're going to figure out what we want to do when we grow up. I'll tell you that. But it's
exactly.
We better hurry.
I know it. And it's a tough thing, though. I mean, it's a tough thing. You're somebody out there, and you see TV, and you see what's on TV, and all you know that. And what do I really want to do? And probably
exactly.
One of the most important decisions in your life, if not the most.
Exactly.
To enjoy your job. So you know, I think it's so incredibly important that you're doing that, and hope to
thank
God
you
can inspire kids to really seek that out. Because I remember when you graduate out of high school, and whether you go on to college or not, and say, what am I going to do now?
Exactly.
And so you guys got a lot of changes going on out there, it seems like, at the school at this time.
We really do. Yeah. So we're excited about it.
Yeah. Well, talk about some of the other things. I mean, you've got Greg over there, which he's got a – is that a new program that Greg's doing, or is that something existing you've been doing right now?
Well, we're going to continue on the progress that we've been making out at Western Career Prep, but I'm going to hand it over to Greg at this time.
Right.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My goal as a program director is to really continue to build on what they've already established at the Western Career Prep. I think they've done an excellent job of, within the last 4 years since Jared has been there, to continue to employ those or make those students employable and teach them and train them in those skills that they're interested in going into further in their career. So my goal is to ultimately, you know, to continue to build on in networking in the community and establishing business partners so that they can continue to come in and teach and make our students more employable in the future.
Mike, are you seeing a lot of successes?
I believe we are, and this is just a growing initiative. You know, we've started a couple years ago with our Western Career Prep, and the philosophy was we didn't want alternative school to be a place where kids go and sit until they get a diploma. We really felt that was a disservice to our kids, so we had to modify what we were offering. Now this conversation is happening across the county. All the districts and superintendents are getting together. Mark Allier and the Governor's Talent Initiative Board, we're really starting to partner because not every kid needs a college education, but every kid needs an education. And I always steal that from John Macchia from Advanced Turning, and that's so true. So that's why we felt it important to expand Christie's role. Christie will help coordinate those activities not only in our alternative school, but as well as our middle school and high school, because we know we have a lot of jobs in our community. We have hundreds of manufacturers that you look around, you see the signs. They need CNC operators. They need machinists. And if our students knew that they have good quality jobs in this community, and they just need, they need some skills. They need some soft skills. They need to understand that when you go for that job interview, you have to pass the drug test. And when you get those vacation days and sick days, that doesn't mean you take the first couple weeks off. So we're really trying to change the culture, and it does start in school. We need kids to understand that attendance is important. So we are seeing some changes. Our middle school currently does an employability grade, which met resistance at first, but it's just basically giving parents and students a gauge. Do you have the soft skills necessary to get into the workforce and be productive?
Can you quick touch on your planning for the fall?
Planning for the fall, this is going to be an exciting year. Western is looking at doing some strategic planning this fall. We really want to take a lead from our community. We think we're doing the right things, but until we really connect with our community and our stakeholders, we need to validate what we're doing and moving forward. We're focusing on career employability skills, K-12. The other exciting initiative happening in the county, you're going to hear about it in the very near future, is we're looking at, as a county, creating an early middle college where kids can stay students at their local school district and still pursue an associate's degree after year five of high school if they want. And we got a meeting this afternoon, and we are very excited as superintendents. This is going to be a county initiative that probably will be the first in the state to be countywide.
Yes, Mike. So, all your superintendents are working on this together.
We have a subcommittee of superintendents working on it together, but right now it looks like we have buy-in from the 12 public school districts and the ISD.
So important, I think.
Exciting stuff going on at Western. Mike, thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you very
Dr.
much.
Dr. Mike Smida, superintendent.
Okay, next up we have Patriot Restoration, Kim Osborne, and we're going to hear all about, is this body restoration we're talking about?
Yeah. No, it's home, property.
Oh, home and property restoration. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I know Patriot Restoration, trust me. So, Kim, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. I have you. So, you guys like storms and stuff like that, right?
Well, we like them, but we like to put things back, you know, better. So
oh,
it's,
I see.
It's,
okay. Okay, well, tell us about yourself then.
Well, we've been around since about 2008. It was formed by two guys called Matt Snowden and George Newport. They were general contractors that were very, very familiar with the insurance industry. They were doing it for many, many years, so they were very qualified. And basically, with the people that's hired with us, there's about 100 years of combined experience in the whole insurance industry. We specialize in commercial structure, but we also do personal property. We handle all aspects of an emergency when emergency happens. We have a full water mitigation staff with the latest equipment available. There's only a few companies in the entire state of Michigan that has a master's degree in water mitigation, and we've got one of them, and that takes a lot of learning, and we really do have all the equipment and all the knowledge available for any type of water situation in any kind of commercial business or homes. We have a personal property contents division. It's Red Star certified, which means that it's the highest accreditation in the nation. And when we go into a home, we barcode everything and photograph everything before we even bring it back to our facility, so it's all organized. We run it through our system, and then we have 200 temperature controlled vaults that we can keep everything in. And in case somebody needed that teddy bear, you know, in an emergency. We know exactly where it's at and can get it to you right away. It's here, right here in Jackson. Our motto is communication, speed, and quality. So one of the things that we have that's unusual that a lot of restoration companies don't have is we have a real-time system that allows our clients to have an up-to-date information on all aspects of the project. So at any time, a property owner, agent, or an adjuster can see pictures, documents, estimates, and notes on all aspects of the project. So anytime you want to know what's going on, you can just go online and it's right there. We also make sure that our speed patronizes the inconvenience and intrusion when a claim occurs. I don't know if anybody's ever had one at their house, but it's just terrible, especially if there's water, the machines are running, and it's always unexpected. So everybody's usually upset when we show up already. So it's very important to get things done very quickly. The water emergency is just it's important to minimize, especially if it's a business, commercial business. We have to, you know, try to minimize the business interruption as quick as possible to prevent any further damage.
So what emergencies do you run into around here?
Oh, all kinds. The wind damage that just happened in March was huge. We kind of did it like kind of DEFCON 1, 2, and 3, where 1 is, you know, there's a tree on a house. We have to get there right away and stop what's going on. And 2 was the roof blew off and we had to do tarping. And then 3 is just run around and do estimates on everybody's house just to let them know if they should even make a claim or not. So we do that service as well to help them instead of making a claim. We can help them decide that.
What about water in basements? There's a lot of water.
That's terrible. From the sub pumps or just water seeping in or just all types of different situations. And we've got all the equipment right here in Jackson. We're one of the only companies in Jackson that does this. And we also have a location in Kalamazoo, so we kind of run this 94 corridor really, really well and can make sure that any area in this whole part of the state is taken care of very quickly. We're 24/7. You know, we can be called at all times. So we also, which is kind of neat, is we have this new program. It's called Patriot. It's PRP, Patriot Priority Response Program. And what it is we go in and we completely do a rundown on a commercial building, and we check all aspects of the building, you know, where the water suppressant systems and, you know, the water shut off and who's their plumber, who's their electrician, everything there is to know about the entire building. And then we do during the inspection as well, we can see if there's any potential problems already happening, and then we can address that. But if not, we do an entire big report with photographs. And we give this report then to the agent, to the property owner, and they have that right there ready. So in case something does happen, they can basically just push a button and we're there to respond quickly, and we already have prior knowledge of the building.
So would you come out and do that if I was purchasing a building?
Yes, yes.
You would assess that for me?
Mm-hmm, yep, we do that. It's free of charge. And
free of charge?
Oh, yeah, because we want to make sure that we have that relationship with the agency and the property manager, and that way, you know, hopefully you will then contact us and we will be able to respond quickly and know exactly what's going on.
But they want you to call them when your roof is blown off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I understand.
Definitely, they're going to come out and tarp it out and do all that kind of
stuff.
We
sure will. We will. And then we'll give you an estimate afterwards and make sure that you know exactly what it will cost and everything.
Right. So, if you ever lived through a fire loss or whatever out there, it's not fun. And your stuff's a mess. And whether it's wet or whatever, and they get the water out of it, and you do all those type of things, and it's just a nightmare. And you need people like yourself to come in there and take care of that when it happens. Hope to God it doesn't happen to you.
Our the owner, Matt Snowden, we had the privilege of repairing a church out in Portland, and it was a huge deal. The news coverage and everything was there all the time because it was such a big deal. It was 2 years ago. And I was teasing Matt that he was going to get the key to the city because everybody liked him so well. And the other day, there he was on Facebook standing at the pulpit with a key to the city with the Farm Bureau across the front. It was so funny.
Good for advertising.
Yeah, it was amazing. But, yeah, it's so important to get it done because it's such an intrusion when something happens at a home, and we realize that. So we got to get it back together as soon as possible.
So you have an office here in town? Or?
We do, right here in Michigan Center on Page Avenue. And, again, we have another location in Kalamazoo. So our contents division is here, right here in Jackson. So anything happens, again, 200 volts that holds it all. And the fire line system that we have is the best in the nation.
Website?
Pardon?
Website.
Yes, we have a website. And also we do electronics, too. So in case there's something happens in a commercial or, you know, in a home, we have a fantastic electronic division that can clean anything and restore it.
Thank you, Kim.
Yep, and, you know, for more information, just please contact Kim Osborne or Patriot, and the number is 877-791-7477.
Thank you.
Okay.
Kim Osborne, Patriot Restoration. Take a break for the news. We'll be back with part two here from Bella Notte on 970 and 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
All right,
welcome
back. We are back. You know,
record-setting crowd today.
Yes, week from today, July 4th. I think we're starting a new holiday. Listen, how about this is a great idea. I got a great idea. You got to pay attention to this. I think next Monday, everybody should shut down on Monday so you can have Monday and Tuesday off. What do you think? Isn't that a great idea?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. All businesses are closed. WKHM will be off the air for 3 days or whatever. I'm sure it'll happen. Are you listening, Bruce?
I'm all for it.
All for it? Okay. Next Monday. You know, next up we've got a brand new organization here in town. You got to listen to this one. This is really interesting. You're going to change the world on this one right here. Pitch.me, it's called. Not pitch.me. Pitch.me. So today we have Brandon Markin here. Stuart Kale is supposed to be here, and I know he's out of town today. So welcome, Brandon Markin.
Thanks for having us, guys.
We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you. So Pitch.me, what the heck is Pitch.me? Is it a pitching machine you've got or something, or what's the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. No, actually, Pitch.me is an app that we built. We are right here out of Jackson. We've been in business for just under a year, and actually our app just hit the App Store about a month ago. So Pitch.me is really cool. It is a social network for professionals, very similar to LinkedIn, with a cool key difference being when you would like to connect with another person on the app or someone like would like to connect with you, they make a donation to your favorite charity in exchange for a 15-minute call on the app. And all of it happens seamlessly, and the money goes straight to the charities. And we have 2 million verified not-for-profit organizations. Many of the awesome Jackson organizations, all of them are on the app. And so this is an exciting new way to respectfully connect with people that you would like to do business with. And so if you are a business owner or a busy C-level executive and you have people reaching out to you all the time, wanting to contact you, sell you stuff, set meetings up with you, you can simply say, hey, why don't you go ahead and connect with me on pitch.me, make a small donation to my favorite charity, and we're going to have an 15 to 30 minute conversation on the application one-on-one. And if you are one of those sales professionals where you're trying to meet new people and make relationships, you can come to awesome events like this, or you can meet people on LinkedIn or different things. But on PitchMe, you can simply send them a request to connect, agree to make a donation to their favorite charity, and get a 15 to 30 minute call inside the app. So it's pretty cool.
Sounds really cool. So if I want to, you know, if I want to buy something too, I can put it out there, and somebody can come back to me. I could put it out there online and say I want to buy a new telephone system.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mr. Walton, for example, is on the application, and he has selected the Jackson YMCA as his charity of choice. I believe, is that right, Mr. Walton?
That is today. Rest of your charity. I love you all. I love you all. I really think Jackson needs a new Y. There's no question about it. I want to build a new Y for the kids in particular. So that's one. I'm on Pitch.me.
So, so for example, let's say, you know, Rick wants to connect with a new business in town and talk to him about insurance or the like. He can actually now just get a meeting with that person, get a call with that person right through the application by agreeing to make a small donation to their charity, and vice versa. He's a busy guy. People are after his time a lot, and so they can connect with him now in this new respectful way by making a small donation that supports the YMCA in Jackson. I'm sure you all have a favorite charity and would be able to find one out of the 2 million that we have on the app, so it's pretty cool.
Right. So so what are you guys projecting? What's going to happen here with this? What's going on? I know you have an organization of about 10 people. You've got 10 brainiacs in this organization. I know these guys, you know, because they're really smart. And, I mean, they're computer nerds or everything else out there. If you walked in these guys' office, it's like a California office and everything else, ping pong table in there, you know, couches around and everything else out there. Pretty exciting. I know what you guys are trying to take this thing national. I mean, a little bit of... And we really believe that this is going to go national. Hopefully next year at this time we'll either employ a whole bunch of people or we'll sell it to Zuckerberg, one or the other. But but tell us about the organization and whatever else, some of those things that are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Rick is super gracious. Rick's one of our partners, and he really helped us pitch me off the ground. We've been building this app for the last 9 months, and like I said, about a month and a half ago we hit the App Store. And guys, it's just crazy what's happening right now. We've had about 3,000 people come out of the app in our first month, and it's people just like everyone in this room. It's business owners and professionals and people that care about their community. And so what we're trying to do right now is we are trying to tell the world that there's a better, more respectful way to connect. And so we're doing that through all kinds of different ways, bunch of advertising. But one of the ways we're doing it is just at events like this and being able to just say, hey, you know, as a community, we need to rally together. So if you guys, who in here, first of all, has a favorite charity or a charity that they support or anyone who's listening, right? And then consequently, do you have an iPhone as well? Anyone in here have an iPhone? iPhone people in here? Okay. And if you don't have an iPhone, we have a web app and we'll have an Android app very soon. But there's a card on your table, or if you're listening to this, you can just go to the App Store and go to pitch.me. And it's free to create a profile. It takes about 1 minute to set it up. And then you pick a charity and just start connecting with people on the app. Start meeting new people on the app. And we need everyone in this room to rally around this cool concept of connecting and doing business and meeting people in a respectful way that supports all these great causes. And we're just spreading the word one person at a time. And so it starts here. It starts in this community. It starts in Jackson. As Rick said, we're trying to do something awesome right here in Jackson, Michigan. When we launched the company, it's really funny, we have to hire all these developers because we're building software, right? And so everyone said, you guys will not be able to do this in Jackson. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to go to Detroit, or you're going to have to go out west, or maybe you go to Ann Arbor, whatever. And we're like, no, this is where we want to do this. This is where we're from. This is where we're at. And we've been able to build this amazing team of geniuses, like Rick said, here in Jackson, Michigan. And so we're just getting going. We're looking for people to be our early adopters, to get on there and just decide that they're going to do business, they're going to connect with people in this better way, and to support all the great charities that we all care about.
Brandon, why wouldn't I just call Rick?
I won't take your call.
Well, he is impossible to get a hold of.
Yeah, no, that's a very real great question. And so fortunately for us, because of our relationship with Rick, when we first launched the app, we were able to kind of run this beta experiment at the Walton Insurance Group. And so we got with a bunch of the producers, and especially the young guys that don't have, you know, 80 to 100 years of relationships in this town.
What do you mean by that? It's starting to really tick me off. I know. We're firing your butt.
So we got with some of the younger producers, and they said, Brandon, you know, when we can meet with business owners, we know we can help them. We know we can add value. We can solve problems. But that initial meeting or that initial relationship is the hardest to get, because we're calling them and emailing them and bugging them just like everybody else. And we're looking for a way to differentiate ourselves, to tell a different story. And so when you go on to the Pitch Me app, for example, and you can search CEOs and find, you know, the 50-100 CEOs in this Michigan area, and you can now send them a conversation request to make a donation to their charity, to get 15 minutes of their time and do so in this respectful way, you've immediately differentiated yourself from the crowd. And so as the business owner, this person who just contacted me is willing to make a donation to my charity, they're different. They must believe that they've got something good to tell me, a good story to tell. And so it's a, we call it a win-win-win. We think it's good for that business owner that was able to help a cause they care about, raise money for a charity they care about. It's also, this is a really big thing. All three of us partners, when we started Pitch Me, we're all business owners already, and we were busy, and everyone was inundating us all the time with stuff, requests, emails, cold calls, junk mail. Anyone else get this all the time? Just this inundation? And what had happened was, we had blocked it all out because it was like we weren't letting anything through because the noise was just so invasive. And so you stop learning about innovative products and services. And that's the death of any business, right? The second you stop learning about the good stuff that is out there. So Pitch Me gives the real salespeople, the real solutions providers that have something that valuable to offer, a way to connect with business
owners.
Okay,
you gotta finish it up. I want you to go on.
Okay.
The staffing people will be upset if we don't get to them right
okay,
now.
Okay, sorry.
We want to just go on this app. Look at this app and everything else out there. I get lots of emails all the time. I send back to everybody nowadays. You want to talk to me? Then go to this, my Pitch Me, and donate to my charity, and then I'll give you 10 minutes to talk.
Absolutely.
So it's a big deal. It's going big. It's going to go big. It's going to be out in Western School District. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be even in the Northwest, way out there in the country, you know. So it's going to be all over. So just give it a look at it. Go on down there. You got the cards right here. Tell
cards are
on the
table.
Radio.
Just go to pitch.me in the App Store.
Anything.
It's free to sign up. You can use your Facebook profile. It's super simple. All these nice people at my table already did it this morning.
Might even be for use for dating sometime, huh? Except that was, go out now, send $20 to your favorite charity. You don't know all the applications. Have to have a man. We got people from California.
And Rick is on there. So
they moved from California to work in this company. So finish it up. What do you want to sell? That's it.
Thank you guys so much. And if you have any great nonprofits that you do care about, we're connecting with these organizations on a daily basis through our charity partners. And so we've partnered already locally with a lot of the great charities around here just to help us spread the word. So if you're on the board or you have a cause that you care about, it's literally free to sign up. And all that happens is when people connect with you, it supports the cause that you care about. So it's so simple. It just might work.
Right. LinkedIn on steroids. Well, thank you so much, Brandon.
Thanks,
Martin,
Brandon.
PitchMe.com. All right. Hey, Greg, I know we got the staffing guys. Patriot Restoration, you guys gave out fireworks for a prize today. Are you trying to get work for yourself? Is that what you're trying to do? Burn your house down. And call us up. Oh, you have to do it outside. Does it say it on the directions? Oh, you're in trouble then. There's a liability there.
From U.S. Staffing, Justin Tobin.
Hello.
Jim Dolson here.
We're here. 2 days in a row with you, Greg.
Yeah.
And I made sure to turn the mic on this time, unlike
good job.
Last time.
So it usually helps.
People be able to hear us this time. So, yeah, 2 days in a row with GOC. Life is good. Jim?
Yep. Well, listen, it's great. It's great to be part of the chamber in this event. U.S. Staffing, of course, is a Jackson company. We're located in Jackson, Jonesville, Coldwater, Battle Creek, and Lansing, so all around the mid-Michigan and central area. And, of course, we're active members here, and we're glad to support local businesses here in Jackson. And picking up from our conversation yesterday that we had with Greg, JT and I are on every Monday morning. And one of our roles is we like to educate businesses and employees along the way, as well as promoting ourselves, of course. And so kind of picking back up on the conversation that we had yesterday, we start talking about what we call is a great disease going on in our companies right now called turnover, employee turnover specifically, right? And if you're a business owner, you know exactly what we're talking about. 20%, one out of five people, and that's probably on the low end. That's the average, okay, number of people who turn over in an annual basis. Some industries like hospitality and hospitals, they're into the 25 and 30% range. So almost unimaginable to see what that would be like. So one of the things that we've done, one of our roles is to help educate employers along the way, especially about things like turnover. So we found some research that we wanted to share with you this morning for just very briefly. Amongst the research that we found, there's a number of strategies that people can employ to kind of offset those negative effects of turnover. And you may not want to hear this one, but the first one is, remember that your management team makes or breaks employee turnover. All right, how good of a manager you are really says it all. There's an old saying, employees don't quit their job, they quit their boss, right? Well, the research tends to bear that out. Behaviors from leadership teams, like respecting employees, goes a long way. Being transparent with your employees goes a long way towards reducing turnover, along with setting clear goals and significantly increase the likelihood that people are going to stay with you. JT?
Yeah, and another idea from the research that we pulled there is respect and recognition from peers plays a huge role in convincing employees to stay right where they're at. You know, a positive and respectful attitude amongst employees will likely keep these employees from leaving.
Yeah, and somewhat related to that is the business's culture. Like, that's a topic we don't really want to talk about sometimes, is really what is the culture of our company or your company. A culture where everyone is challenged and there's a feeling of team unity, for example, is going to reduce high turnover. And employees want to fit into a company culture. They want to go to work for 8-10 hours a day and belong to where they're at, or else they're going to feel like they just need to move on and go find something else.
And along with that, and this is something that we really hold true to our hearts at U.S. Staffing, is work and life balance needs to be attended to as well. And according to the recent research that we found, that businesses that are committed to PTO policies that allow a better work-life balance, they're likely to keep burnout levels low and keep their employees happy. This is something that we've recently dove into for our internal staff, and we're already seeing some positive effects from that. So definitely something to keep on the forefront of employers' minds.
Absolutely. Hey, what's the number one thing, though, that employers are looking for now in an employee? What do you hear? What do they want?
Well, it's going to sound strange, but people are going to stay. People are going to come to work on time and stay, yeah, and show up, like just attend, right? So it's sad that we've kind of had to lower the bar, but that's where we start. So,
are you finding there's lots of demand, isn't there, right now? Isn't there lots of availability of jobs?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the list of availability of jobs is from floor to ceiling. The list of people to fill them, not even close.
Really, you can't find people.
There's a gap, huge gap available people with the right skill sets.
Are there lots of people, but they don't have the right skill sets?
No, there's not a lot of people, actually. I mean, with unemployment at 4.whatever it is percent right now, we're basically at fully employed statuses in most communities across the U.S. And with that, then, employers need to be a little bit more creative in how they draw people to themselves and how they keep them. So it's not just getting them there, it's keeping them there as well at the same time. And those are some of the challenges that otherwise you have high turnover. And think about it. With high turnover, you've got to retrain, you got to re-recruit, re-interview, retrain, re-onboard. And in the meantime, you've lost all of your chance of losing customer loyalty. So think about it. You roll over with one or two people and you lose a customer. That's huge. In fact, some of the stats say this, Rick. They say that, say, for example, an employee, a $50,000 employee walked out your door, okay? It's going to cost you as much as $25,000 to $50,000 of costs that you're probably not even tracking to replace that employee, all right? So now imagine that, you know, 20% of your workforce walking out the door every year.
So we got an employee from you. Are we going to have a good employee? I mean, you're going to get, you know, that's, like you say, it's another terrible thing to do is to hire an employee that doesn't work out. I mean, that's just to hire for the sake of hiring.
Yeah. Yep. So our rule is we're not just sending warm bodies over, and we're about establishing careers with people and with people matched to a career opportunity. So what we're doing is we're very careful. We get to know our employees who are coming in, and we get to know our employers where we're sending people. And we're kind of like the matchmaker. We are in the in-between space, and so we get to match people with the right person with the right job. So we say, the right person with the right job on the right shift with the right supervisor, and really in the right culture as well, is what we try to do.
Yeah. In your culture, so what really is your difference? There are staffing companies out there. Why should we come to a U.S.?
Yeah. One of the things that we focus a lot on, like I said, is relationships. So, you know, we're not about sending a warm body. We like to get to know on a one-on-one basis, not just the HR folks, but the supervisors on the floor, or the supervisors, the frontline supervisors of whatever organization we're sending them to. Because if we get to know that supervisor, if our recruiting specialists get to know that supervisor, then they can assess when someone walks in the door, is that going to be a good match or not? And let's not just send somebody over there just to fill a job. And it's just wasting everybody's time.
So you know the culture of the employer.
That is our goal, is to get to know the culture of the employer for sure. Yeah.
So, Jim, you have a new new building?
We do. I'm going to let JT speak to that.
Yep, Greg, we sure do. We got a beautiful new place over on Wisner Street, right across from Speedway there at the intersection of Ganson and Wisner, 707 North Wisner. You really should come check it out. Everybody should. It's wonderful. Employees and employers alike. We're always taking applications for people who are looking for jobs. We're always taking phone calls for employers who are looking for us to get them employees. So definitely give us a chance. Check us out or give us a phone call, 787-6150. We'd love to hear from you.
We'll see you guys Monday morning.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. Jim Dolson and Justin Tobin, U.S. Staffing. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. How about this crowd? 60-plus in the house this morning. We are broadcasting live from Bella Nota here in downtown Jackson, and thank you to Brandon and Annette for their service this morning and every Good Morning Greater Jackson. So thank you again to our sponsors, Pitch.me, Western School District, Patriot Restoration, Molina Healthcare, and U.S. Staffing. If you are just tuning in this morning, visit WKHM.com for the audio archive of the podcast. And a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, Molly Bolton, Edward Jones Investments, Adrian Davis of the Center for Family Health. So please help me welcome new members from the last month to the chamber, JDRF International, Colonial Inn, Collins Design Build Incorporated, the Hub Teen Center, Alexander Enterprises, ProTech Mechanical Services, Molina Healthcare, Andy's Angels, Jones Construction Solutions, CR Motors of Hudson, T-Mobile, Community Hearing Center, Michigan Land Bank, EPM, Plune Service Company, Jackson Friendly Home, Barrett Insurance, and 343 Technologies. Great job, Pat. Round of applause for them. A few upcoming events this summer at the Chamber. July 1st, ribbon cutting at the Lost Railway Museum out in Grass Lake. July 19th is our next Speed Networking, sponsored by Comcast Business, hosted at the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. August 3rd is our next Brew with the Board, followed by our next Pints and Politics at Chilango's Cantina. Legislative Rise and Shine will be on August 11th. And back here for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson on August 22nd. So our next Good Morning is August 22nd, so no July show. All right, so registrations this morning, American Red Cross, Barker Weber Insurance, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, CP Federal Credit Union, Cleary University, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Integro, Jackson Business and Professional Women, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson District Library, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, K105.3, New York Life Insurance, Northwest Community Schools, Paget Business Services, Plune Service Company, Sprint, The Salvation Army, United Way, 343 Technologies, Jackson County Fair, Legal Shield, Jackson Host Lions Club, Service Master, Comerica, Teach Out, Nerium International, and the Balloony Bin. I told you it was a big crowd this morning. So round of applause. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day. Thank you.